And good morning, everybody, and welcome to this edition of Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer. Those of you who are expecting to hear Tony Bush, Tony is out enjoying the beautiful weather this morning, so I'll be handling this part of the show for you. But we do have a guest host with us today, and that's going to be Paul Tillman. Paul is another one of the SCORE mentors. Good morning, Paul. Glad to have you with us.
Good morning. Glad to be here. Thank you.
Okay. We're going to kind of take the show right along. We will have our guest coming on a little bit later. Our guest is going to be Stephen Tramp. Stephen is the market president for Associated Bank here in the Valley, and we will be talking about SBA lending, general business lending, and some of the things going on in the Valley. So if you are interested in looking for and obviously need funding for your business, we'd ask you to stick around. We should have some very good information and insights for you. Also, a reminder that you can call us here at WHBY Studios if you want to call in at 281-1150. That's 281-1150, or from out of the area, you can call us at 1-866-887-1150, and we'll be happy to answer any questions you have there. Also, a reminder, we have a brand new website out there. It's called biztalkwithscore.com, and for those of you who want to, you can just send us an email. We can pick that up also and try and answer your questions that way. So just some reminders. We'd like to hear from you as well, so give us a call. Okay, as you know, Biz Talk is brought to you as part of the SCORE chapter here in the Fox Cities. Those of you familiar with SCORE, we have over 40 mentors in the area here. We serve about an 8-county area all the way down to Fond du Lac, Marquette, Green Lake counties, Oshkosh. We have a branch down there. We're here to help those of you in business looking to get started with free counseling in the areas in anything from financing and marketing to Paul's specialty, which is IP or intellectual properties, all those kinds of things. And our mentors are available to you simply by contacting us at SCORE. If you want to get in touch with us, probably another way that you can do it, by the way, is we always keep giving out all these different websites. But if you come out to the new BizTalk website, you can just do a link right from there to the SCORE website where it says just requesting mentor counseling. So in order to kind of keep it simple, just go out to biztalkwithscore.com and click on the request for mentoring. What we do, of course, the mentoring is free, and so give us a call. We'd be happy to work with you on that. Another just brief note on what's going on with SCORE here in the Valley. We are just finishing up with the fifth and final portion of the Simple Steps program. Simple Steps is a five class program that helps you decide whether or not you want to go into business, how to work with a business plan, and how to structure your business so that you can succeed. The final program is going to be this coming Wednesday evening from 6 to 9 p.m. It'll be at the SCORE office in the lower area of the Fox Cities Chamber, and that particular program is going to be on the two things we're most interested in. Number one, where do I find the money? So we'll be looking at funding sources, and then also we'll be talking about cash flow and how to manage that money that you have. So that'll be the final one. The price on that one is $25 if you are interested. It's still available. Then upcoming in August, we have a program with Kevin Eisman from the Epiphany Law Office. Kevin and some of his people are going to be there. We'll be doing a program from 8:30 until 11:30 in the morning on the common errors, mistakes, and pitfalls that people have in starting their business when it comes to legal questions. So again, if you are interested in getting some answers to those questions, give us a call or go out to the SCORE website for registration, and we'll be happy to have you sign up for that program. That one is a $35 program, and we invite you to take advantage of all of those programs that we offer here with SCORE. Also, we want to remind you that BizTalk is brought to you by a number of sponsors that we have here in the Valley. Just take a quick mention of those. For those of you as far as accounting, we have Albertson Hailing, CPAs, an outstanding accounting firm. Banking area, we have Associated Bank, who is going to be one of our is our guest today. We'll be going into some details with Associated. Also, a reminder that we have Hurling Clark Law. If you are looking for business legal services, Hurling Clark is a fine organization to work with. We also have the eBiz Results. They are internet marketing. Those are the people who have provided us with our new website for SCORE and for the BizTalk website. And then finally, we also have Lakeview Credit Union here in the area, to, again, to help you with your financing. So they are also been a sponsor for the BizTalk program. And finally, we want to mention the Business News. Business News is also one of our sponsors. They provide us with some advertising for the BizTalk show. It's an excellent business paper here in the Valley. We'd ask you to take a look at that as far as keeping up to date as to what's going on in the Valley. So those are our sponsors. And again, reminder, we will be coming right back in a few minutes with our guest, and that is going to be Steve Tramp from the Associated Bank. And with that, I will take a short break and be back with you in a little bit. Good morning. Welcome again to BizTalk. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm here today with a guest host with us is Paul Tillman from SCORE. Paul, good to have you again.
Oh, I'm glad.
Okay. And then also we will be talking today to our guest. He is Mr. Stephen Tramp. Stephen is with the Associated Bank, and he is the market president for the Fox Valley region. Steve, glad to have you here.
Thanks. Good morning.
Good morning. I guess we can start off rather easy. Just why don't you fill us in a little bit about your background, what you do with Associated Bank, kind of fill us in on those details.
Well, I've been in my current position for a couple of years now. I've been in banking since 1985, which seems like forever. And the entirety of it was in commercial banking. And so that's my primary responsibility right now for the Valley area is our commercial banking area.
Okay. How large an area does that include?
That would be from Kimberly down to Fond du Lac and the surrounding counties.
Okay. So you do just about the same areas that we cover with SCORE.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and your background then has always been in the commercial banking area?
Yeah, small business, mid-sized, large business, soup to nuts in terms of industries, companies, types, you name it.
Okay, and you've been from this area or are you from outside the Fox Valley?
Originally from the UP up in Marquette.
Ah, wonderful country up there. Okay, well, we're glad to have you down here. Try to kind of go over some details as far as how things are going with commercial lending, business lending especially for the small business, small entrepreneur. I guess the first question is, we've heard some good things and some bad things about SBA and business lending in general. Why don't you fill us in on how things are going with Associated Bank and how the lending picture looks like right now?
Well, historically, we've used the SBA as much as any bank. We've been the leading SBA lender in terms of number of loans in the state of Wisconsin for the last 7 years. So we have used them quite extensively. Business lending in general, SBA and otherwise, has improved quite a bit, I think, in the last couple of years.
That's good to hear, because there's always stories that people are saying, you know, there just isn't anything out there. But it is improving?
It is improving. I think the availability is there. I think the competitiveness is coming back to the industry. We do still hear that comment that financing is just not available. I find that somewhat ironic because it seems that when we look at a potential transaction or a relationship, we're not the only ones looking at it.
Okay. So
yeah, it seems like there's plenty of money available if the company is qualified, has a good concept, has their act together, so to speak.
Okay.
How does that work then, Steve? When you're looking at somebody who comes to you and they say, you know, I've got this great idea. I really want to put this product out there. What do I need to do? What are the key things I need to do?
Typically, the things that we're looking for are a good business plan, projections in terms of how the company is going to make this product or service viable, and how they're going to repay the money that they're looking to borrow. And that's where, you know, organizations like SCORE have been really helpful in putting together some information for us that takes a concept and breaks it down into the nuts and bolts, the details as to how this is going to become a business.
Okay, so let me say that I'm coming to you and I'm saying, Steve, I really want to start my business. Do you expect me to put my own funds into that business?
Normally, yes. We find people that are doing straight startups right from the get-go. They would look at potentially family money. A lot of people would borrow potentially on a home equity loan. Once the business is up and running and is a viable business, I think that's more of a time where they're going to be coming to the bank and looking at borrowing some funds from the bank and having a much better opportunity at getting different types of loans from any institution.
So really, if I'm the startup person and I can come to you and say, Steve, I've got a year behind me so far, and I'm looking at making some further investments for next year, provided I've got that history, I should be able to come to you and at least talk sensibly about a further loan?
Yes.
Okay. That's wonderful.
Okay, yeah, just a quick comment on the side here. As far as SBA, we use that term quite a bit, Small Business Administration lending. Just so people understand, because I think there's a misconception, the SBA does not make the loan. The bank does, and so that's why there can be a number of, quote, SBA lenders, and yet you're going to find different things out there. How do you work with SBA? What do they do for you as far as associated?
Well, there's a couple of different programs that they offer primarily. One of them is a guarantee. They call it their 7A program, and this is not an area where no matter what the loan is, if we have the SBA, if we can pull the government in, we'll just do it. We don't want to put that onus on the government to say we're going to just dump it on you. But if we are on the fence, if it's very close to a decision of a yes or a no, and we can possibly bring in the SBA in the customer's favor, that may push it over to the edge to say, let's do this. Let's make this happen.
Okay, well, now, the SBA is strictly an insurance situation, correct? They insure the loan for the bank?
In that case, they do. They do also have another program. It's called their 504 program. And in that case, it's for mostly construction. And they're actually providing some of the financing, which is going to be used in the construction. They will provide 40% of the total financing. They will bond it out, and they can offer people some very long-term, very attractive fixed rates. And we use that program in a number of situations, not only just startups.
Okay. So it's not just a cookie-cutter, one-size-fits-all. It has to be, again, adapted by the bank and the borrower to make it work.
That's true. And we do have individuals who are specialists in SBA lending. We try and pull them into those situations so that we utilize the Small Business Administration to the best of their abilities and whatever fits the situation.
Okay.
What are we looking at, Steve, as far as a business is concerned? Are there businesses that you can classify and say, this one is good, it's in a competitive field, and it's healthy? How do you measure a business and its performance?
Mainly looking at their financial results historically, what they can bring in and show us they've done over the last whatever period of time, what the trend is. Are our sales trending upwards? Have they been profitable? Have they been reporting a positive cash flow? Some businesses are doing better than others right now. Over the past few years, there's been some issues with investment real estate. I don't know that we're out of the woods there yet. But lately, it seems in this area especially, fabricating, metal bending, welding, businesses that deal like second or third tier down from the OEMs have really been improving recently.
Well, that's great. That's good news.
Yeah, because those are usually what they talk about with the good jobs in the economy and the in those areas where you can find some good manufacturing potential in the area. So one of the things I've heard about that, and I don't know if you have a comment on that either, is, of course, a lot of the employers are having trouble, though. They're looking for people to fill those jobs. Have you heard anything as far as how that looks?
That's been amazing. It's rare that we don't go out and talk to somebody in one of those industries that's not clamoring for additional employees. I'd love to expand my business, but I could add 20 people today if I could find them, and they can't find them. They can't find welders. They can't find fabricators. And they're taking as many people as they can from the tech schools, and there's still not enough.
Not enough. Yeah, it's amazing with so many people looking for work, and yet we don't have the people in the right positions. So, when I'm coming in to talk to you about a loan, are you going to class like the most important things I should bring in? What are the most important things I should have to just walk in and sit down with you?
I think, as we mentioned briefly, a business plan, which would include projections going forward. Again, showing very simply what the money you're looking for is going to be used for, what the concept is, and how the money is going to get paid back from the future operations of whatever business you're looking at. Any additional information you can provide as to what you may have individually as a backstop should the business, for whatever reason, stumble or have some issues.
Yeah, but the most important thing you ask is how you're going to pay it back.
Right.
People have to understand that, because I know I've talked to a lot of my clients in SCORE, and they sit there and get really excited about, well, I'll have this for collateral, I'll have that for collateral, I'll be doing this, I'll be doing that. And I had a background in banking also, and the last thing in the world I ever wanted to do was own whatever that collateral is. You know, how do you tell people, thank you very much, that's really wonderful, but?
Yeah, we always want to have that backstop, that secondary source of repayment in terms of collateral, but when that becomes primary, we're not in the real estate business. We're not in the business of liquidating equipment or cars. You know, we really just want the business itself to pay back the loan. Yeah. And if that's not going to happen, we just, like you said, that's the last thing we want
to
do.
Right. Yeah. I had an opportunity one time to work as a bartender on a Friday night on one of the taverns that we inadvertently had made a loan on. So as a banker, tending bar was not my favorite point of activity there, but life goes on some days. One of the other areas that people always get concerned about is that you're looking for personal information. And I know, especially when you're talking about a brand new startup, you have no history. So how important is that personal information? How much do you look for?
Personal information has become, twofold. One, it's very important just to show that somebody has a history of being able to report a significant income or a sufficient income that they would be able to cover any shortfalls if the business were to have some problems. And then lately, with some of the new federal regulations, including those that came along with the Patriot Act and follow-up regulations with the Dodd-Frank bill, we are required to collect more and more personal information and really have no choice in the matter.
Okay, so this is dictated on high that you have to follow through with this information.
By the same token, we are also regulated in terms of confidentiality, so people shouldn't be concerned about providing that information because it has to be secure.
Okay. All righty. Well, at this point in time, I think we're going to be taking another break very shortly. Just a reminder, you are listening to Biz Talk here on WHBY Studios in Appleton, and we'll be back just after this break. And that's Biz Talk at WHBY. And good morning and welcome back again to Biz Talk here on WHBY 1150 in Appleton. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm here today with one of our guest hosts and mentors from SCORE, Mr. Paul Tillman. Paul, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good, thank you. How are you?
And our special guest from Associated Bank, Stephen Tramp. Stephen is the marketing president for the Fox Valley region, covering areas all the way from Fond du Lac on up through the Fox Valley here. We've been talking about certain things as far as lending is concerned. What's going on? Is the SBA, Small Business Administration, lending available and so on? And what you need out there as a borrower to kind of think about things that you should be doing and how you should be working with the people. Kind of just want to continue on with some of those ideas. Steve, one of the things you did mention in passing was some of the things with veterans. We hear a lot of things today about veterans being involved, looking for loans and so on. What do you see out there as far as special programs, availability, anything like that?
Well, I think there are some available programs through the SBA that we've targeted, as well as the other SBA programs that there are. Outside of that, you know, veterans coming back, if they have business concepts, I'm really going to throw them in the same bucket as your standard potential business owner. And that's, you know, I'm trying to put a positive spin on that, that if they can come in, have a good positive business idea, get a business plan that's going to show how this is going to work, put some projections together, talk with an organization like a SCORE to mm-hmm. say, you know, what do I need to get from A to B here? And then come in and talk to the bank and say, this is what I've got. You know, we're going to take a look and see whatever we can do to try and make it happen.
Okay. When it comes to making that contact, how do they get in touch with the lenders that you have? How do they get in touch with you, or who should they be talking to?
The easiest way for most individuals would be to just, if they're familiar with any of our branches, they can talk with one of the branch managers there. They typically point them in the right direction. If they want to contact us, they can contact us online. Our numbers are online or in the phone book.
Okay.
Like I said, they're welcome to come into any one of our branches, who will direct them to the right individual.
Okay, and the website that they should go to, or the if to get in contact with you guys, do you have what that would be?
It's associatedbank.com.
Associatedbank.com. Okay, and that would put them into touch with any of the locations and any of the commercial lenders in the area?
Yes.
Okay, excellent. Just an aside, talking about veterans, I've mentioned this before, but we do offer a program through SCORE as well for veterans. It's called the Fast Launch Initiative that SCORE has put together. And just a real quick note on it, if you are interested in taking any of the SCORE seminars or programs, this initiative allows veterans to take those free of charge, just simply by going out to the SCORE website and getting a coupon for that. But also, if you go out to the SCORE website and look at the Veterans Fast Launch Program, it has a number of different sponsors and things like that to really help the veteran get started, to be able to put his plan together, to put the idea together. And I know there's more and more things coming out every day as far as the veteran situation. So hopefully that'll be available for people out there. So. Alrighty, moving along then, when we're talking about some of the other things that people need to know or need to do, as far as getting a loan, some of the other things you recommend for people?
I would recommend most of the people that are doing startups, if you have individuals that you're aware of that are looking to invest, and there seems to be quite a bit of money out there right now that we've talked about that's been just sitting on the sidelines waiting to do something. Obviously, with rates where they're at right now, interest rates are very low.
Mm-hmm.
People are trying to find other alternatives that are safe, that they're not having to stick their money in the market because they still see that as somewhat volatile. I think there are a lot of people looking for opportunities to invest in businesses in the area, and if you can find some individuals like this, I think that's a very viable way of getting funding to get a business startup. We've talked to a number of groups that are just looking for opportunities to invest in for maybe a potential even a small business or potentially a home run with somebody who's got a, an idea that just hasn't been really followed up upon.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Some of the other outside types of investments, investors, I should say, one of the things that's coming out, I believe it's called crowd investment. Are you familiar with that or seen anything about what that's all about, where you can get, apparently the laws have loosened up a little bit on how you can solicit investments from other areas?
Not familiar with that one.
Okay, no. All righty. Okay, that's the there's some new things that have been coming out. I've just been hearing some things about that. That's along the same lines, though, of finding some of the non-traditional lending, like angel investors or equity investors, people along those lines. Do you find people are finding those kinds of dollars out there?
We do see more and more angel investors. We see local individuals putting together their own little, and some of them not-so-little, funds that are trying to pick up these ideas that just may not have been run with to the extent that they could be potentially a big deal in the long haul. And folks that may have retired from a business, folks that may have just been laid off, taken their money from a business, and are looking for ways to try and improve their return on that money versus putting it into a money market or a CD, there are more and more people that we run into, and there's a big supply of money out there looking to do something.
Right. Yeah, with interest rates and so on, like you said, being extremely low on the loan side, but also with rates being so extremely low on the investment side, you know, there's people always looking for some place to go. And question, are there things out there that are people should be, I guess, aware of or so on when it comes to those types of investments as opposed to the traditional style, things that they should be, I guess, alert for?
I think if you're not working with somebody that you're very familiar with, you have to be careful that you're not giving away too much of what may be a viable business down the road. Always have somebody who's a professional take a look at any contract you're going to be signing, because there is the potential that if you do hit a home run, you may find out down the road that, well, I gave away a lot of what I could have potentially earned in profits on this business. I wouldn't suspect that that would happen if you're working with someone who's a close friend. But if it's just an organization, you know, and caveat emptor, you got to make sure you read the fine print.
Right. Okay. Yeah. If you, always read it before you sign it.
Yeah.
I think when you talk about loans and angel investors and other investors, it is so important because the construction of an agreement really is critical, and so many people, in essence, they are somewhat enthusiastic to the point where they're prepared to not really read the fine print that closely, and so therefore, as you say, Steve, they've got to get somebody out there who's an attorney or a CPA or both, to understand exactly what are you doing for your business, and you're not giving away part of that business, because that's critical.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay.
Okay. Another area of non-traditional is, I think we mentioned the word grants. Everybody wants a grant. Do you, in working with people, see availabilities of those kinds of funds out there, or is that kind of a wasteland?
No, there is some potential for that. We just recently had a conversation with the WEDC,
mm-hmm.
Which has reorganized or restructured itself recently.
Right, that's Wisconsin Economic Development Association?
Yes.
Okay.
And they are looking to partner up with banks and other financing sources, and they do have sources where they can fill some potential gaps in terms of, we need this much more to get this project off the ground.
Okay, yeah, because there are availabilities. Different counties and so on have what they call revolving loan funds. They mm-hmm. have other grant programs and so on. So I guess one of the things when you're talking to people that we do is to be persistent, and also to be kind of inventive, find ways to find the money.
Explore your options.
Yeah. Okay. So are you finding, though, that people are bringing in different ideas like that?
Always, especially on the startup side, looking for any and every way to find ways to finance the business to get it off the ground.
Okay. Excellent.
Okay, Steve, what happens with somebody who they've worked with you, you've given them, or you've loaned them money, not given is not a good statement. And business being what it is, they start to hit some issues. When should they be coming to you?
We would suggest that they would come and talk to us as soon as possible, as soon as they start experiencing or seeing some problems in their business. And if they are monitoring their business on a regular basis, which is typically at least monthly, when they start to see a bad trend occur, we like to encourage them to come and talk to us as soon as possible. As we talked about briefly earlier, the last thing lenders like are surprises.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that makes sense. So in essence, if they're not tracking on their business plan, they need to understand why they're not tracking on that plan and keep you appraised of that, or coming in and talking to you and saying, this is what I'm doing, this is my corrective action.
Yes, and it's not a bad thing, and you almost get that perception sometime where if somebody's not hitting what they had represented they were going to hit, they, you know, I don't want to say hide it, but it's almost an embarrassment to come in and say, well, we're not doing so well. From our standpoint, it's, well, come in and talk to us, and let's see what we can do to get this ship righted.
Okay. Yeah, we usually, in counseling people, always make sure you have a good, open, working relationship with the banker, and not after the fact. But to start that relationship as soon as you're thinking about your business, find out what the banker is looking for, what he needs, and keep that communication line as open as possible and as often as possible. Is that usually where your people are looking at, too?
Yes, because, I mean, it's in no one's best interest to see a business experience any type of failure. Not for the borrower, not for the bank, and if there's anything we can do to preclude that, we want to jump on it as soon as we can.
Great. Okay. Just a reminder, if you wanted to call in with any questions, you can reach us here at WHBY Studios at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or on the TDS Metrocom line, you can reach us at 1-866-887-1150, or you can get to us on our website at biztalkwithscore.com if you want to go out and ask us any questions. We'd be more than happy to respond to that. At this point in time, it looks like we're going to take a slight break. We'll be back in a few minutes to kind of wrap things up, and then also to see if Steve has a biz tip for us for the day. So this is Biz Talk here on WHBY 1150 Appleton. And good morning and welcome back again to Biz Talk with Score here on WHBY 1150. My name is Randy Melzer. I am hosting today along with Paul Tillman from our Score chapter. Paul is our IP specialist. I always have to get that right. He always laughs when I say IT, but intellectual properties. So again, one of our special mentors who can help you with very, very specialized areas. Anyway, and our guest today is Mr. Steve Tramp. Steve is with Associated Bank as the marketing president for the Fox River Valley region. Steve, I guess one of the things we should ask is, tell us a little bit more about the Associated Bank, where you guys are at, and how to get in contact with you for this situation as far as lending.
Okay, I think what's important to know that over the last couple of years, there's been a lot of changes in banks across the country and across the Midwest. Our bank has gone through a lot of positive changes. We've really strengthened the financial stability of the bank. Everybody typically asks, have you paid off the money to the government?
Oh, yes, the TARP funds.
and yes, we've paid back all the TARP money, and we paid it back ahead of time. And we did it without trying to dilute the shareholders at all. So I think that was a very strong move.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The bank is... has a lot of money to lend right now, so we are looking for good opportunities to go out and make good loans to the community. As I mentioned earlier, we have been the leading SBA lender in the state of Wisconsin for a number of years now, and that's something that we certainly utilize to the best of our ability to try and get funding to small businesses. So any of our offices are capable and usually have somebody right in the office who is familiar with at least some of the SBA programs, if not all of them, and if there's a question that they can answer, they do know who to get in contact with.
Okay. Well, you guys are referred to, I believe, as a regional bank. I think that's the level that you're looked at.
We are regional because we do have a presence across the border into the Twin Cities and then just south into the northern part of Illinois.
Okay.
And that's really as far as we go.
Okay, but the other thing I want to mention is that the reputation that Associated does have is for being a bank that you can work with, much more of a you said I'm never at a loss for words, Paul, but you just jinxed me and made me do that. Okay.
Flexible.
More flexible, but not just transaction-oriented, but as relationship-oriented banking. That's a term we hear a lot. But as a regional bank or a smaller bank here in the area, that's one of the things that you guys specialize in, is being relationship banking as opposed to just transactional.
It is, and it's something that we really like to employ as we talk to somebody, especially if a business comes in and we are able to provide them with some business financing. They're going to have some depository needs. We have some internet products that they can utilize to view their depository needs. There's personal business that we would like to get involved with as well. If they get to a size where they're going to need our trust or our wealth management areas, those are areas we like to talk about. A lot of people don't know we have an insurance subsidiary, Associated Financial Group, which provides workman's comp, your standard hazard coverage, and all kinds of keyman insurances for business owners.
Right. You just talked on another subject there that would be about another hour we could do, is on continuation and so on, and the use of the bank and the insurance combinations to make that work. Again, you know, being involved with an organization like yours where you have a lot of available products at one stop is an excellent opportunity for people just starting up to be able to find the things they need. So that's a great opportunity for them. Okay, Paul, did you have a quick question?
I have a couple of points. Steve, what is the is there such a thing as an average loan? Is it less than 10K or more than 50K? Or
I would say if you looked across the breadth of our bank, the average loan would probably be, the median-sized loan might be between 50 and 100,000. Just because of the sheer number of customers that we deal with.
That's a good size, because I was thinking much smaller as far as volume is concerned.
Excluding obviously consumer lending, but for business loans, I would say it would be in that size. And we, you know, obviously we have a lot bigger ones and we have some smaller ones.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
that's pretty neat. That tells me that you're dealing with some significant dollars there, that's for sure. Do you recommend to your clients a course of action as far as the monitoring their business progress? From what we've discussed before, it's simply put, okay, you know, let's understand how you're doing, and please keep us aware of things. Is there a more formal procedure, or is it very informal as far as the relationship between you and the client is concerned?
We try to make it almost a regimented procedure where you're meeting with your clients on a regular basis to see where the business is tracking,
having some good
conversations with them, just to say, you know, where do you want this business to go? What size do you want to grow it to? Do you want to keep it small, a family business? Do you want to grow this thing to a point where it can become very large and maybe you can sell it? Or do you want this to be a generational business where you're going to keep it in your family for a long time? And all these things are going to have different ramifications as to what needs the business is going to have, not only from the bank, but in internally.
So in other words, again, as part of your business plan, have all the parts and pieces ready to go so you and the banker can sit down and understand what your hopes and dreams are in the long run.
And the better we understand it, the better we're able to come to the table with things that we can do and things that we can offer them or suggestions we can offer that might help with their success.
Okay, well, Steve, we're at a point in time here where we usually ask our guest to give us some kind of a biz tip, something for our listeners to kind of hang on to and think about so that they can progress in their goals. So what would you give as a biz tip for somebody out there at this time, starting up their business?
I would say if somebody is starting up right now, like we talked about earlier, I think what is going to be some very strong areas in this region are still the your basic industries, which people thought were going away for a while. The manufacturing type of industries, that are using the welders, the fabricators, the engineers, and I think go down that route because I think that's going to be a good way to go.
Okay, so look at the basic businesses again. Start back where we started from.
Yeah, high tech was big for a while, but don't go away. Don't forget the basics.
Okay, wonderful idea. And again, how do we reach you guys at Associated?
It's associatedbank.com, or walk into any branch or pick up the phone. We're in the book.
Okay, excellent.
That's great.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Well, Paul, Steve, thank you very much for being with us today. We've enjoyed our conversations here. Again, as I said, this is Biz Talk on WHBY Radio. My name is Randy Belzer. We are with SCORE, and a reminder that SCORE is available to you out there. Anyone looking for help in getting your business started, writing a business plan, doing a marketing plan, just in general, just trying to see where you are, what you want to do, and how to do it. We have over 40 mentors available. And the best thing about SCORE is that our counseling is free. So if you want to come out to our website here, we're trying to have people take a look at it at biztalkwithscore.com. You'll find ways to reach us for counseling, but also you can reach SCORE if you want to become a mentor, especially those of you down in the southern part of our area here, Fond du Lac, Oshkosh area, always looking for mentors. So if you want to give back to the community, take a look. Give us a contact. We'll be happy to talk to you about becoming a mentor with SCORE. Who knows, if you do it right, we might even get you on the radio here like we have Paul today. So anyway, there's always opportunities in SCORE. Looking forward to have you. Okay, so thank you very much. Have a great day. This is SCORE here on WHBY.
WHBY, Kimberly, Appleton, Fox Cities, an employee-owned and operated Woodward Radio Group station.